Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Philadelphia 76ers and the Utah Jazz. Philly comes in with a record of 39-35. Utah is 35-39 on the year. Over their last 10, Phoenix 4-6, and as on a one-game winning streak, while Utah is also 4-6 over that span, but has lost three in a row. Here are the numbers. Phoenix averages 113.7 and surrenders 112 per game, while Utah scores 117.3 and surrenders 117.8. Turnovers, 13.2 by the Suns, 14.9 by the Jazz. Utah is 47.1% from the field, while Phoenix shoots 46.8%. Suns, 37.6% from long range, 35.8% by the Jazz. Utah, 78.8% from the free throw line, 79.2% for the Suns. Phoenix gets 36.2 points per game from its bench, 39.2 from the second squad of the Jazz. This is the third time this year these two teams are playing. They've split the first two games. Utah's at home. Utah is likely to be without its three best players, Lauri Markkanen, Jordan Clarkson, and Colin Sexton. Kevin Durant out, DeAndre Ayton doubtful. This game stinks. All these players being out. This should be a fun game. This game's going to be just, you know, anybody's guess with a bunch of backups and fringe starters. What a disappointment. I'm going to go with the Jazz because they're at home, but who the heck knows? You know what? I'm going to go with the Suns. Booker's playing, and he's the best player on the court by a mile. With all these other guys out. So yeah, I'm going to go with the Suns. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Phoenix and Utah. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fryer with Stacking NBA with a betting preview between the Phoenix Suns and the Utah Jazz. The lines are currently open and it favors the Phoenix Suns on the road, sitting at 6.5 in the spread with the over-under of 230.5. Now, when we look at these two teams on the offensive end, currently right now the Phoenix Suns are ranked 18th overall in the NBA, averaging 113.7, while Utah has been more of a surprising team, just sitting outside that top five when it comes to points per game, currently right now ranked number 6 overall, averaging 117.3. Now, Utah's Achilles heel right now is their defense. They give up a lot of points. They're currently ranked 24th overall, averaging and allowing 117.8 points a game. Now, Phoenix, they're actually really good when on the defensive end. They only allow 112 points per game. They're currently ranked 4th overall in the NBA in that category. Now, look, if you add this all up right now, you're just looking at that over-under mark. However, I would consider taking the under in this. This is the reason why. Right now, Utah is doubtful right now for Lauri Markkanen to play this game. So if he's not playing, you're losing your best scorer right now. So if he's out, it's going to be trouble for them right now for the Utah Jazz. And if you look at their last 10 games in Utah right now, the under actually has been favorite. It's been 7-3 in that category. So I'll probably lean and take the under in this game. Now, there's also no DeAndre Ayton, and we don't even know the status still on Kevin Durant. He's coming back soon, but we don't think he's going to be for this game right now. He's doubtful for this game as well. So with that being said, if you got two of those players out right now, you definitely want to take the under. However, I would take the over on the points for Devin Booker. Right now, sitting at 29.5. Look, his last two games he averaged against Utah, this man averages 38 points against them, 9.5 reboundings, and 8.5 assists. Look, I'm going to take the over on his points, his rebounds, and the assists. Right now, like I said, 29.5. Take the over on the points. Right now on the rebounding numbers, it's 5.5. Take the over on the rebounding and his assist numbers, 5.5. Take the over on the assist numbers too as well. I like Devin Booker on all these categories because I think he's going to definitely show up and play. Now, I would definitely take the over also on Chris Paul and the assist numbers. Right now, sitting at 9.5. I would definitely lean and take the over on that. I'm going to ignore the fact he had 7 assists against Philadelphia. This man is normally 5th overall in the NBA when it comes to assists. I expect a little bit more points for him to distribute to Devin Booker in this game. Now, overall, when it comes to the spread, I do like Phoenix here on the road. Look, their last 5 games in Utah, they've been 4-1 against the spread, so I'll definitely lean towards Phoenix right now in the spread, and I would take the under in this game as well. That's our look at the Phoenix Suns and the Utah Jazz. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking NBA.